Hi, my sweets. Welcome back. Today, I'm doing a little sweet escape episode. So let's imagine me biking down my beautifully decorated bike in the middle of the desert with my nipple pasties on and my sweet, sweet, cute booty popping out of my cute little rave bottoms, just having the time of my life. That was me in 2019, and I'm going back to the burn this week. And so in honor of that, I wanted to do a little recap of my solo adventure 2019 at Burning Man and just do a little sweet escape moment for us to become more aware and present in how we're feeling and maybe some fears or insecurities that we have. So let's get into it. Hi, sweets. Welcome to Sweet Escape, a new mindfulness series hosted by me, Barbie Jean. It's a space to pause, reflect, reconnect your body, your mind, your soul, and of course, the present moment. It's a gentle invitation for you to slow down, release tension, and of course, embrace a little extra sweetness in your day. So get comfortable, take a deep breath, and let's begin. So 2019 Burning Man for me was a solo adventure. I've always been a solo explorer, similar to in last week's episode, you know, talking to Sue. You know, I also took myself out on dates. I also would, you know, take myself on movie dates or go out to eat by myself all the time. And it was a part of my singlehood or even in my relationships that I really cherished being by myself. I love the company of myself. I feel like I make myself laugh more than anyone else. And so I really did enjoy that my first burn was by myself. And my second burn is going to be this week. Yay. With my bestie. Oh my God. So exciting. But basically, this first burn was also very introspective, and I feel like everyone always talks about that. I know where it's this transformative experience and all of that, but it's true. When you are on this journey in the middle of nowhere and you are surrounded by so much authentic expressions of everyone's beautiful soul, but also artistic expressions, it awakens something in you, or maybe it makes you think about something that you haven't yet. When you're in the middle of nowhere, when you're camping, you know, by yourself, like it's hard not to think about how you're feeling or what's been going on in your life when you have all this time to really just enjoy and be present. So as I'm biking down the beautiful deep playa, just looking around and seeing all the beautiful art around me, I come across this magical, huge structure. I mean, if you've been, you know, like the art is my personal favorite part of the experience. I mean, there's so many beautiful parts to it, but people come and create these beautiful structures and monuments and art pieces. And they're so, one, shocking that they are just here in the middle of the desert, but they're also, they're so beautiful. And I love art. I'm very artistic myself. And so this piece specifically was two silver, shining kind of silhouette beings, and they're holding hands, but then there's parts of them that are missing. So there's like a chunk out of an abdomen, there's a chunk out of a leg, a chunk out of the arms, and it's titled Broken But Together. And it made me think, I thought it was so beautiful. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. You know, like, yeah, we are all a little bit broken. We've all been through our own experiences, trauma, assault. Like, we've all been there, right? And so it is a beautiful thing to see this magical connection that's broken, but still together. And they're like gazing at each other. I mean, they're these like kind of robot-y silhouette silver things, but you can tell that their gaze is towards each other and their hands in the middle are holding hands tightly and clasped, but they're broken. But for me, oh yeah, like I don't want to be just a part of someone else's puzzle. I don't want to feel broken in a relationship. I want to feel whole. But there was so much in this past relationship leading up to the burn, this in 2019, where I felt like incomplete. I felt like something was wrong with me. I felt anxious. I felt insecure. we were in this non-traditional relationship, this open relationship, but my boundaries were constantly being crossed, or his actions were making me feel like something was wrong with me, or his words were making me feel like I was doing something wrong. And so as I'm staring at this beautiful art piece, I start to realize that, you know, this relationship was breaking me to a degree and was dimming my light. And I was feeling less myself and more broken. I wanted to feel whole. I wanted to feel secure. I want to feel empowered. I wanted to feel this magical, beautiful, fiery essence that I've always felt. And in that last year and a half leading up to the burn with this man that I had broken up with months prior, but we were still gravitated back towards each other. I was still really struggling to let that relationship go. And I was struggling to get back to my true essence. So as I'm staring at this art piece, I start to become aware that, you know what, there's a part of me that was a little broken from this relationship. There's a part of me that, you know, yeah, my heart was broken when we decided to end it, but it was because I knew that this relationship wasn't serving me anymore, but it still was so hard for me to let that go. I still thought that maybe one day he would give me what I needed, or maybe one day we could just be friends or whatever it is. And so I kept gravitating back towards this relationship that was so electric at so many times, but also so exhausting. And so I just want us to have a little sweet escape moment where we bring awareness to, like, maybe we have this voice in our head that's telling us we are not enough, or maybe there's this fear within us that makes us feel like something is wrong with us, or we're scared to open up to our partner and tell them that this makes you feel anxious or insecure, or that it feels boundary crossing and heavy. And so I want us to just take a moment. Let's take a deep breath together. Let's breathe in and out. And then put your hand on your heart and think of this voice in your head, this fear, and feel free to close your eyes if that feels right as well. Think of what it is that's making you feel like you are not enough, or that you are not worthy of love, or that something is wrong with you, or it's making you feel incomplete. And I want us to breathe into that. Welcome it into our heart chakra. Welcome it into our chest. And breathe in. Now say with me, I am whole. Just as I am. I am whole just as I am. Now, as you continue taking these slow, deep breaths, I want you to welcome this insecurity, welcome this fear, welcome this judgment, welcome this voice in your head that's telling you and making you feel like you're not enough, or that's making you feel incomplete or broken. And breathe into it. I just want us to be aware of it and welcome it. It's okay. It's okay to be exactly as you are, but know that you are whole exactly as you are. And I want us to feel the fire in our heart. Feel the warmth beneath you. And remind yourself that you can be whole again. You can always grow. You can always communicate. You can always open up to yourself, to your friends, to your partner. You are whole and you are beautiful exactly as you are. Now, that's really all I wanted us to do, is to take that moment to welcome that into our heart and also remind you that you are whole. And for me, during this time, I felt broken. I felt lost. But by letting go, by having that, you know, moment of awareness, looking at this beautiful art that awakened this in me, I felt like I could let go finally. I could let go of a piece of that connection or that desire to want to fuel that connection even more. And I was able to say goodbye to, you know, that longing that I kept feeling. And in turn, that made me have space for more self-love, more self-compassion for myself. And it was almost like reawakening this part of me that was feeling not worthy of love, or that was making me feel like the style of relationship that I wanted was wrong, or that having boundaries was wrong, and that I was just so confused and so lost. It's normal to heal and grow through these experiences, and you have to remind yourself to let go. And letting go is only going to make room for more love for yourself. And so I just want you to remember that and honor yourself and honor your boundaries. And if something isn't sitting right, if you feel like someone is dimming your light, if you feel like you are feeling less fiery and less passionate, then maybe make a change, have a conversation, try to understand what it is you need. Maybe you need to set a boundary. Maybe you just need to bring it up. Maybe this is all you needed today was just to have a little bit of awareness, and now you can feel lighter. Think of what it is that you're missing, or what part of you need to bring into the light. And I hope that makes you feel a little lighter and more free and more empowered. So that's all I have for you today, my sweets. I hope you enjoyed this little sweet escape episode. Maybe I'll see a few of you in the dust this week, but if not, I will be back soon with a guest. And don't forget, you can always subscribe and support my creative expressions and sensual expressions and my sexy photography below at my Fansly. And not only do you get to see more juicy parts of me, and I'm sure I'll be doing a sexy Burning Man post when I come back of all my cute outfits and butts and my titties out and all of that, but it's a great place to support me as well. And so I really appreciate you supporting that as well. And that's below. And thanks so much for being here. As always, be sweet, stay sweet, and embrace all the beautiful, messy parts of you, because you are whole exactly as you are. Talk soon. Bye.